This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. This is a automotive enthusiast lifestyle show. We live the life. We live and breathe what we love to do. And we do travel around the world, test driving cars with auto manufacturers, giving them our opinions. And these opinions from the journalists are very, very important. And the tiny little changes and refinements that happen change the flavor of the car. And believe me, we have a lot to say about these cars. And I used to think journalists were so cynical. It's like, gosh, calm down. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's why we're part of the process, because we get to kind of, before the consumers get to drive the cars, they put all these really crotchety, cynical people in the cars, and they pick apart the car like crazy. Some of the things don't get fixed because it's like, well, that's the way it is. But some of them, and they are important, do get fixed. And that's why we're here. And then we write about them and we talk about them the best we can. A lot of times you'll hear us complaining about this, that, or the other, but guess what? It's because we want the car to be the best it can be, because we love cars. We're car-loving crazies. BJ Colleen is here, Josh Hancock, and our friend now, Tom McDowell, who is the president of Concorso Italiano, an event that happens during the Monterey, what I call Hell Week. It's the car week, because it's gotten to be such an incredible, crazy event, which is during the Pebble Beach weekend, and it's now turned into the Monterey, Auto Week or whatever they call it, because it's a week of events. But on Saturday, there is an event. Is it Friday or Saturday? Did I hear you guys might have moved it, Tom?
Yes. We're on Saturday, August 20th.
Thank you. Good. On Saturday, when I do the show, and I do the show live usually from Concorso Italiano, it's at Black Horse Golf Course in Seaside, just outside of the Monterey Peninsula there. They have an amazing show that is just so awesome that if you go just for this and don't go to the other stuff, consider yourself lucky, because this is one you can still get to. It is on Saturday, and it is a wonderful event. Again, the president of the event is Tom McDowell. Tom, what is happening at Concorso Italiano this year?
Alan, thank you for having me, by the way.
Yes.
We've got actually a full day of activity. It's in my 9 years with Concorso, I'm not sure that we've ever had so much going on. That we in 1966 in Italy was a huge year for releases of cars, and every year they release cars, but for some reason in 1966 these cars became icons. And so we've got six different models that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary. We've got, we're going to be introducing a concept car. Actually, it's a one-off done by Touring Superleggera. It's called an Alfa Romeo Disco Volante, and it's beautiful, spider. We've got a designer from Japan who actually ended up designing the Ferrari Enzo, and his name is Ken Okuyama. He's got a car that he's introducing in Monterey, and he's going to be displaying that at Concorso. It's a really spectacular thing. And I don't know, Ferrari enthusiasts will know this, but have you ever heard of something called bow tie Ferraris or blue oval Ferraris?
I have not.
These are cars from the Ferraris from the latter part of the 50s, very early 60s. The owners raced the cars, but either the Ferrari engines were not willing to stand up to the abuse of racing, or they just opted to put Chevy or Ford engines in, hence the bow tie or blue oval. And there were a lot of cars that ran this path. And so we're right now, most of those Ferraris have been reunited with their original Ferrari engine or their original type engine. But there are still a few survivors, and we're going to be having a few of those at the event. And we're calling them the bow tie Ferrari display.
I know in Italy for a while that they would hunt you down and put you in prison for doing that. I'm not sure if they still do that or not.
I was just going to ask Tom that. I mean, what the Ferrari, the people who are real enthusiasts, how would they feel about those
purists,
cars?
Purists, yeah.
Well, at the time, it wasn't an issue. I mean, as the Ferrari values have appreciated and the world has changed dramatically from the late 50s, early 60s, and it's heresy now to do something like that.
Right.
But it was common then. But now the owners of those cars, most of the owners don't want it known that their car once had a Chevy or Ford engine in it.
Oh, my
But there
gosh.
Are just a very, very small handful of survivors.
So to this point, and Josh, is Josh still there? He might have dropped off. I'm not sure. I heard a click, so yeah, he might have. But, you know, it's interesting that the Concorso Italiano also does a lot of new cars, a lot of newer cars, and it's almost the realm from brand new, just being unveiled Italian cars, like perhaps the Fiat 124, and what else? Alfa, you going to have a Giulia there, right?
Yeah, Alfa is bringing their, it's not quite here in America yet, but we will be displaying the brand new Giulia. At the event, and Alfa brings the Giulia this autumn, but the Fiat, as you mentioned, the 124 Spider, that's already in the marketplace. The dealers right. are advertising it. It's a spectacular car, and really well received by the, as you were talking about, Alan, by the press. The 124 right. is getting some very, very good reviews.
Right. Well, and BJ was just talking about the Mazda Miata earlier in the show. She did a test drive of the Miata, and you know, BJ, I really want to drive the 124 Spider, the Fiat version of this, because they worked, obviously, with Mazda and the Miata, the chassis. But then they put a turbocharged engine in it, which is going to give it that extra bit of, you know, punch that it needs. Tom, I have to take a little break here. We'll come back in just a moment. Again, the Concorso Italiano, I'll be there. I've been going there now for years and years doing my show live. You guys, if you want to go to the Monterey Peninsula for the Pebble Beach Week, the one event that you want to try and get some tickets to, and it is accessible, is Concorso Italiano. We're talking to the president, Tom McDowell. The Drive will be right back with more of The Drive.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.